This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, the answer here in Tampa, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet, streaming online live. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And all of the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking a little bit, and I'm going to just throw this out there. The Alphabet Soup Network started to toss out Benghazi, and the press picked it up from the Democrats and went, this is Trump's Benghazi. Well, no, we didn't lose any of our people there, thank God. And by the way, the big major difference was called response time, because technically, and we're going to get very technical here, you can go look it up if you want, it took 13 hours for the Obama administration to get anybody even moving to go to the embassy officially. Now, there were unofficial acts done by people that you and I both know and have talked to, Tano and his bunch, that went there to try to save the day. They were not authorized to do that, but it took 13 minutes with an order from the president down the line to get wheels up and a 100-man Marine fast unit on the way. Now, here's what the National Council of Resistance of Iran had to say about this, about 60 seconds of him, and you know this guy, too.
The raid on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad could not have happened without the direct order by the Iranian regime's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, and the full operation and cooperation of the Revolutionary Guards, who are commanding. They are real commanders of the Shiite militias, whom you saw in the video clips, who were in uniforms. These are the Hashd-e Shaabi forces, who are nominally operating within the Iraqi government, but they get their actual orders from the Iran regime, from the commander of the Quds force, Qasem Soleimani. And they couldn't have access to the green zone, to that secure area, as you were saying earlier, without the full cooperation of the Iraqi government, who, by the way, is a proxy to the Iranian regime. So,
well, there you go. Now, you know this guy, and I can't pronounce his name, so I'll let you have that one.
His name is Ali Reza Jafarzadeh. Now, he's Iranian, but he actually graduated from the University of Texas. He went to University of Michigan, University of Ohio, and he actually lives in Washington, D.C. So, he's more American now than anything.
And the big thing here that I want to emphasize again is the fact that this was all provoked, all initiated, all orchestrated by General Soleimani, the IRGC, the Quds Force. And I've got a lot of people that have chimed in tonight, especially in the chat room, hour number one. Shouldn't we be going after the IRGC wherever they're operating outside of Iran? Shouldn't we be going after?
Well, look, we can go all the way back to when they took our Navy guys, remember? In their boats and essentially kidnapped them. This is a pattern here. Now, the United States has really got to make a decision on really what they want to do when it comes to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Quds Force, least of which is Qasem Soleimani. I mean, you got Case Kazali, and he was there on the ground in this whole thing.
Is that the guy that was in the Obama White House?
No, not Case Kazali.
All right, there was somebody on the ground that was identified.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, and that just goes to show you that the Obama administration had a lot of things they could have done to stop Iran, but they chose not to do any of them for the sake of having an Iranian nuclear deal. The blame really goes back to them. So here comes Trump, and Trump's got to play an awful lot of catch up in order to clean up the mess that was left behind by the Obama administration. Least of which, let's not forget that Iran supplies short range ballistic missiles throughout the entire region. Where do you think that organizations like Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah, where do you think they get their weaponry? They get it from Iran.
Yep.
And a lot of what even the Taliban has in Afghanistan is supplied by Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this is why people were asking me, why don't we go after the IRGC wherever they're operating outside the restraints of their company or country?
Well, because they embed themselves with civilians, and we don't take that shot.
Well, we might have to make a few alterations there because...
If we did, it'll never happen.
Yep.
We don't do it in Afghanistan. We didn't do it in... I mean, what they're complaining about here is that, the recent airstrikes that we did.
Yeah, it killed some civilians.
Right. So,
yep. All right. Hold on, because we got to go, because you're going to get cut off by the computer here. It's going to cut me off, too. But I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And here's the phone number in case you want to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. His studio is just about 30 feet away from where I'm sitting, around my shoulder, right shoulder to the right, right around the corner of the building, and boom, there he is. So he broadcasts here from Tampa, Florida when he's down here in Tampa. Right now he's taking some time off, and I guess he comes back on live back on January the 6th. So there you go, for those of you that have been wondering where Mike is. Now, the portion of the show brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And right now, they have a tremendous deal going on. You can get a year's worth of ammo free, F-R-E-E, free, 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 plus get the opportunity to win a great gun by going over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and clicking on the USCCA logo link that's right there, and that window will drop down there, and you'll have an opportunity to sign up for that and win that. Now, if you are the winner, we'll definitely be announcing you right here, number one. And number two is, after you do that, sign up for that giveaway, you'll have an opportunity to check and see about the three levels of membership in the USCCA. Now, you'll find out what many people have found out, including some people at the gun show that came up to me and told me they were members on Friday. Or, I'm sorry, on Saturday of last week in Sarasota, and you will get a bunch of free stuff given to you by the USCCA, not just some of the gear that they've got from their website, but also training material. You get videos and books and this, that, and the other, and you'll become a much smarter and more intelligent gun owner, as well as if you want to go take training at one of their instructor classes, you can do that too. There's an events calendar there to tell you where their instructors are going to be around the country. So, my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Sign up for that giveaway for the rest of the month now, for the rest of the month, a free gun and a year's worth of ammunition for that gun. All righty, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and hello again.
Hello.
Now, the political game that's going on in Washington, D.C., the impeachment thing still floating around. Rudy Giuliani surprised some people yesterday by a comment that he made. He said that he's ready to testify on the about the impeachment, and he would even be willing to represent because he regards this as the same thing as a big-time mafia racketeering trial.
Well, he's actually been invited to testify before the Senate Judiciary, but by Lindsey Graham. But that would only happen after the impeachment trial ends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know when Pelosi's going to release the articles and pass them on to the Senate.
Right.
We don't know if she is. However, if you consider this, the Senate doesn't have to wait on the articles of impeachment.
That's right.
Because the articles of impeachment now are part of the congressional record.
Right.
They are public.
Mm-hmm.
They are out there. The for Nancy Pelosi just to pass them on, along with the two marshals, if you will, that would represent each article that she assigns, is really kind of a formality. As I see it, so if somewhere between the Trump White House, Mitch McConnell, and Lindsey Graham, I would go ahead and begin the trial personally and move to dismiss, which would necessarily fail because that's a formality. So you go to a 2 or 3 day trial and you would do an acquittal. And then you can bring in Giuliani into the judiciary,
mm-hmm,
and have him testify on his recent travels when he was escorted,
interviewing,
if you will.
Interviewing?
Yeah, but he, mm-hmm, the One American News was on the trip. But they,
right,
he had a crew with them,
right,
led by Chanel Rion. And he had, interestingly enough, been to Kiev and Vienna and Budapest.
Mm-hmm.
So he has the goods. He's got the interviews. He was given documents. And there are several other countries. I don't know that Giuliani went to Latvia, but that there's yet another country in the mix. So, I mean, they can proceed with this thing, and my opinion, I would.
Here's a question from Amanda, and Amanda's not telling me where she's at. She's saying, when is Joe or Hunter Biden going to go to jail?
He didn't do anything wrong, unless they can prove the money laundering. What we know so far, Giuliani's probably got the goods.
Mm-hmm.
But, right now, what we know, in spite of Giuliani, he didn't do anything wrong. So I would say he won't until they can prove that he was part of a money laundering operation. Then that changes the whole dynamic.
Now, I want to talk for a second about the Washington Post, an article they posted out there that came out yesterday about Michael Bloomberg. Did you see that? About China?
I only heard some snippets of his investments in China.
Well, he's got all kinds of business investments in China, which operates, which gives him a conflict of interest for talking about China. He's making millions of dollars over there.
Well, it's not really a conflict of interest. If he actually becomes the nominee, he has to divest himself of those things, very much like, you know, Trump did.
Yeah. Yeah, he put his son in charge of the hotels and all that. Mm.
So, I mean, that's what would be required.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about Hong Kong? We haven't talked about Hong Kong in a little while, and all of a sudden, yesterday, there was a major demonstration out there. The day before, there were people out on the streets, but yesterday, it was a major demonstration, and once again, the protesters clashed with the police.
Yes, they're still in the crosshairs, but they started off with some fresh protests, and they are still seeking real freedoms. And the sad part about it is, when we named all of these people of the year, you know, for 2019,
yeah,
there was never any mention of the Hong Kong freedom fighters.
Nope.
Shame on the media.
Nope. How about Benjamin Netanyahu? Now, there's something interesting going on over there. He's trying to get legislation to the Knesset, which would make any prosecution of him while he was in office, actually, it's like immunity. He'd be given immunity. I think he's
asking for it.
Okay, but we already have that here with our president in our office, I think, don't we?
But they don't operate like we do. So he is seeking immunity from corruption charges. Now, I don't know that that's where he is admitting that had some involvement in some kind of corruption charges, or that he's kind of operating like we do, and that is, do not investigate and do not go any further with the corruption charges until my term as prime minister is over with.
Now, we've got a question here coming from the Internet, and it's one of our drivers for FedEx Freight out of Atlanta. His handle on the radio is Dandy Randy. So he's saying, Dandy Randy is saying, when are we going to take the IRGC out and eliminate their capabilities to be able to do anything outside of Iran?
Well, in some cases, we kind of are, because the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, along with Hezbollah, is not being able to pay their people. In fact, some are getting paid half wages, and others are not getting paid at all. So what they have done with these attacks and whatnot is saying, if you participate in these attacks, in these protests, wherever they may be, certainly not what we saw in Baghdad, is that they get paid immediately and full wages. So that's why they are happy to do it. But Iran's out of money, and they're going anywhere they can to extort money and raise money and all those other kinds of things. So can you take out the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps? The answer, that's no. Can you take out the Quds Force? The answer, that's no. Can you go after some of their individuals if you can get enough eyes on the target, that they're not hanging around with a bunch of civilians and take them out? Possibly so. But remember, we don't assassinate people. So,
that we know of.
It's a very slippery slope.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's no doubt in my mind that we do, depending on the opportunities presented.
But we'll have somebody else do it. I mean, we won't do it, but
yeah.
We'll have to do it.
Yeah, because General Soleimani, when they get the opportunity, he's a target of opportunity. When they get the opportunity, somebody's going to take him out, or at least they're going to try. All right, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow on the Friday morning show.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. She should be writing an article today because I asked her when she was going to write the next article. So there you go. Now, we're coming back. We're going to take another look at a military report, but we're going to do it in a different fashion. I'm going to play Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division continue to head to the Middle East for a possible defense of the American Embassy in Baghdad. After being under siege by protesters, they have finally retreated. They said they were angry about airstrikes against the Shiite militia, which is backed by Iran. Because of the situation, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has delayed his trip to five different countries. President Trump is still spending the Christmas break at Mar-a-Lago, but he's still dealing with new threats from North Korea. Leader Kim Jong-un has been threatening to show off new strategic weapons.
He did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
The president met with Kim 6 months ago. He says he will give him room to back down. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this hour's military and veterans news is going to be a little different for you because you're going to get a chance to hear Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and everything that he had to say about the Iranian situation, the embassy, and what we were doing and how we were going to respond. But it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here across the bay from Tampa, over there in Clearwater, Pinellas County. Now, you can go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to get more information about them. And when you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's closest to you and easier to access. Ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, well, here is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo answering questions on Fox News. Some of you may not have heard this, so I'm going to play this for you right now.
Good evening, Mr. Secretary.
Good evening, Mike. Good to be with you.
The images are striking. What is your assessment of what we saw in Baghdad today?
Well, what you saw was Iranian-backed terrorists. Many of them are individuals that have been designated terrorists by the United States and others, coming to the American embassy and posing a risk to American diplomats and personnel inside the embassy. You saw President Trump direct a quick, decisive, prudent response by making sure that we had all the resources necessary to keep our people safe and to secure the compound as well. And as we go into the evening tonight, we're continuing to watch, we're continuing to monitor. As you know, Mike, this is a difficult place, tough terrain, and so we continue to take the situation seriously, and President Trump and our entire team are watching it closely.
Any plans to evacuate the embassy in Baghdad, sir?
None.
Okay. Any plans to pull some of the 5,000 U.S. troops in Iraq out?
None.
Okay. We are reporting that up to 4,000 more troops, 82nd Airborne, could be going into the region to bolster American forces in the region. Is that accurate, sir?
You know, Mike, you have to put this in a larger context. This is 40 years of the Islamic Republic of Iran engaged in global terror campaigns, nuclear weapons dreams, and nuclear enrichment capability to existing today. We came in when the previous administration had provided lots of money that was used for that nuclear program, lots of money that had been used for terror all around the world to develop their missile program. The Trump administration has taken a very different view. We put real pressure on the Islamic Republic of Iran. We will continue to do so, and as you saw the president say today, we will continue to hold the Islamic Republic of Iran accountable wherever we find their malign activity, and we'll make sure we have the resources to do so.
Now, I'm going to continue with this in just a second, but some of the people that were out in the street, those yellow flags that they had, that was the Khatib Hezbollah militia group. This was the same group that our U.S. military reportedly said carried out the attacks against our military men at our base in Kirkuk, where they lobbed the missiles in there, killed one of our civilian contractors, wounded four of our GIs, and wounded several Iraqi soldiers. And we carried out what we described as defensive strikes in Iraq and Syria against five other locations. These people that we went after, I would call them a terrorist group because they're part of Hezbollah, the Khatib Hezbollah militia group, marched in formation right up to our embassy in the middle of the green zone. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Now, I understand the Iraqi government is complicit and run by Iran. I get that. I understand it because they're Shiites and they are the minority. They are the minorities. The Shias are the majority in Iraq, but they are in a minority. And they were driven out of power, so the Shiites have all the power. So back to Secretary of State Pompeo.
Is that likely to be more ships in the region, sir, or...
So I'll leave to the Department of Defense to talk about specifics, but make no mistake about what the guidance President Trump has given to both the State Department and the Department of Defense is to make sure that we have all that we need to perform the missions that he's set before us with respect to pushing back against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
What's your assessment of the Iraqi government's response to what we saw at the embassy today?
So we worked alongside them today. I, early this morning, spoke with Prime Minister Abdelmadi. I spoke with President Barmsala. Later in the day, some of my officials did. The President spoke, as your piece reported, spoke with the Prime Minister late in the day, too. We were urging them to continue to fulfill their responsibility, their obligation to protect our facility and our people. We were happy to see them to deploy forces there to do that. We continue to ask them to do everything it takes to ensure that that facility is protected, as they have an obligation to do.
Now, I'm going to stop it again, because what you heard in the background was a video showing the people in uniform, a lot of these military people in uniform. Now, what probably shouldn't have been shown and accidentally popped into this was an Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander. Commander. And I know that because of the cap he was wearing, the ball cap he was wearing, and the fatigues he was wearing with the insignia and the rank that he had on him. He was an IRGC, one of Soleimani's senior officers on the ground directing the people where to go and what to do. And right beside him, sitting on the ground, was a mullah praying right beside him. Okay, back to Secretary of State Pompeo.
Administration confident the Iraqis can protect U.S. personnel and facilities going forward?
Collectively, we're going to make sure that that gets done. We're going to make sure we do everything we can to keep that facility safe and secure and have the resources to push back against anything that may confront us there.
President Trump tweeted this afternoon, let's put it on the screen, Iran will be held fully responsible for lives lost or damage incurred at any of our facilities. They will pay a very big price. This is not a warning. It is a threat. Happy New Year. Your reaction, sir?
Been working on convincing the Islamic Republic of Iran to behave like a normal nation for the entire 3 years we've been in office. We inherited a terrible nuclear deal. We inherited a terrible situation where the regime had lots of money to go foment bad things around the world. We withdrew from the nuclear deal. We've imposed an incredible economic burden on the regime. We've watched, too, Mike. We've watched the Iranian people demand that their leaders behave differently. You've seen the protests. Unfortunately, the Iranians responded by killing hundreds of their own citizens. Mm-hmm. But we've watched, even in Beirut and in Iraq, even today, we saw protesters today. They weren't covered in your footage. They weren't at the embassy, but we saw protesters, real protesters, not Iranian-backed militiamen who'd been directed to go to the embassy by Qasem Soleimani, but rather real protesters demanding to say that those folks at the embassy, those aren't Iraqis. Those aren't Iraqi people. They're not people who care about Iraq. We care about Iraq, and we want an Iraq that is free, independent, and sovereign. And the United States, under President Trump, will continue to work on that project.
We reported at the top 100 U.S. Marines going to the embassy. Their role there, sir?
Their role there is security and deterrence, to ensure that we have the resources available to combat anything that should come at the embassy, but also to signal very clearly to those who might think about bringing harm to our facility, to our people, that they ought to think twice. These are very capable young men prepared to deliver real force if that's what's called upon.
Now, again, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making it perfectly clear that Iran was directing, in charge of, and backed this attack, if you will, on our U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Millions of dollars of damage done to our embassy. Now, we will be well within our rights to hit up the government of Iraq and also the government of Iran, which we won't get anything from, but the government of Iraq, monies that are in the bank there, to repay us for the repair that needs to be made. Now, that reception center, I told you about that reception center, Colonel Jim and I talked about it yesterday. That was in between the third layer of protection, the wall, and the second layer of protection was like a little area. Well, it wasn't little. It was an area where people would go to meet, to sit and be there until they were escorted in by the Marine Guards or the embassy personnel to wherever they were going into the first layer of installation. Think about that as we take a break, and we're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and you're welcome to call if you'd like to. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and Wayne will be with us here in about another week or two. He's engaging in a little time off himself during the Christmas and New Year's holiday, if you will. Now, I want to remind you, this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe, because today, Thursday, I will be down at Mixon's Captain's Groveside Cafe for our Have Lunch with the Captain series. And a lot of people have said they're going to come. We got room for plenty of people. If you want to show up, I'll be there from 12 noon to 1:30. And the lovely Rachel will be with me. We'll also have many of the people that are regulars on the program that call in, that chime in, that opine in, that'll be there as well, having lunch with the captain. And we might have some surprises. You never know who's going to pop in there totally unannounced. So, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, home of the famous Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich. And by the way, the forklift burger, large and in charge, I'm thinking about having one of those today. But I'll tell you what, and you get great food there. And then on a cold day, if it's still cool, you get the chili and the homemade soup that they have. And for dessert, why, certainly the orange swirl ice cream. And don't forget about that, because that makes the trip all worthwhile, the orange swirl ice cream. Doesn't matter how cold it is outside, you've always got room for that. Isn't that right, Mr. Chris Markowski?
Cold? What are you guys talking about, cold?
Well, it's in the 50s down here, and it might have been a little colder than that last night. But it's going to warm up again. It'll be up near 80. By the way, did you see the bowl game yesterday down here?
That was the Outback Bowl. I didn't watch the game. How did that turn out? It's like Auburn was in it, right?
Yeah, and the thing of it is Minnesota, you know, those folks down here, there were people walking around before the game because I was out and about driving in the area coming to the station, and they were out there with shorts and T-shirts and all that stuff walking around before the game, and the locals were down here with their with their winter coats on again because it wasn't 70.
It's amazing how your body adjusts to things and how it reacts to them. When you know you're used to the cold weather in Minnesota, you come down to Florida, it's in the 50s. It's like summer to them. So yeah, I'm sure they were thrilled.
All right. Well, we got to talk about Michael Bloomberg, because the Washington Post put out an article about former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and said, forget about President Donald Trump's worldwide resorts or former Vice President Joe Biden's son's dealings with the Ukraine and China billionaire. Michael Bloomberg's business empire represents much more problematic conflicts of interest, particularly with China, billions of dollars tied up in China.
Obviously a financial news network, and the Bloomberg terminals and systems that are used by various different traders are used all over the globe. I don't know how that's going to go about affecting, because of I don't know how that business would actually go about hurting his run for the presidency. I think he's got bigger fish to fry. People bringing that stuff up. I don't think attacking a guy because he runs a successful business is the right way to go. Just as much as I didn't think going after Barack Obama birth certificate was the right way to go. I don't think Bloomberg is going to be really much of a threat. I really don't. I don't think he's electable outside of the state of New York. And I'm still trying to figure out exactly what role he's trying to play in this. Maybe he's hoping for some sort of brokered convention. I caution people saying, getting, bent out of shape because a guy runs a successful business. We want people like that.
Yeah. Now, there's more discussion about a brokered convention coming up because they won't be able to get the right amount of delegates they need to put one or the other individuals over the top. But just for your information, Michael Bloomberg has trumped Tom Steyer with a total, as of yesterday, the end of the year, a total of $155.3 million worth of ad spending.
What are they? They're pulling under 5%.
Both of them. Billionaires are way down.
Their money. Mm-hmm. It's your money. You want to spend it however you'd like. Have at it. He runs a business that's still producing pretty nice cash flow, so he's got money still coming in the door. Trump ran a similar type of a campaign too, but Trump didn't spend as much money. That was his own money, but he didn't have to go ahead and do that. He knows how he knew how to work the media to the degree that he had. They couldn't help but covering him all the time. Bloomberg doesn't have that type of personality. Neither does Tom Steyer, so they're going to have to spend a lot more.
Now, all I'm going to say about the Iranian situation in Iraq is the fact that Iranians and the IRGC and General Soleimani have been directing this operation going on there inside Iraq that we saw at the embassy. There were actually, and I don't know if you saw this, if you saw the video, you saw the military formation of the militant militias marching up to the wall, actually marching in formation to the wall, and then taking part in the episode going on, throwing rocks, setting fires and all that sort of stuff.
Again, last time I checked, you know, the embassy is supposed to be protected by the Iraqis.
On the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't obviously done a good job in doing that, which again kind of leads to some of the problems and issues that we've had and the mistakes that we've made after going into Iraq. And you know, there's been debate. One of the biggest mistakes we did was completely disband Iraq's military completely, and we had to start over from square one.
Yeah.
You know, Iraq's military prior to us invading was one of the largest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, completely eliminate all that and have to start from square one. How devoted are the actual soldiers that they have there in Iraq right now? And obviously, that doesn't look too good.
No.
Part of the problems that we've had there. So, again, this is probably when the reinforcements are going to have to come in. But,
yeah,
you got to remind everybody that it's the Iraqis' responsibility to protect that embassy.
Anything outside that third wall is for the Iraqis. You are absolutely right. And the Shiites are the ones that now run the army and the military, and they're the ones that are in charge. Now, before I get into some real financial stuff, yesterday the new Mexican president, Manuel López Obrador, closed out 2019 by referencing El Chapo in a speech, and he said his multi-millions and billions of dollars had bought him the power of a president in Mexico to where he actually controlled the political element and things that were done inside Mexico. Now, it makes sense to me, and I believe that.
Yeah, I was going to say, another news, sky is blue, water's wet. Drug cartels run Mexico. In the very same way that, you know, that Pablo Escobar pretty much ran most of Colombia. It's just that's the type of power that they have. You take a look. I mean, man, it was the other day, they had another cocaine bust. It was a large one. They were trying to go into Africa because then they wanted to ship it into Europe. It was over $1 billion worth of cocaine.
Right.
Even after seizing that, did the price of cocaine on the street come down?
Don't know.
There's another ship that's got $1 billion worth of cocaine that's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
There's more than enough of it. We're not doing anything to stop this drug trade.
Now, what would you say if I told you the IRS yesterday came out with a story and said that Florida now leads the United States in a migration of money coming into their state with $16 billion from people moving in?
A lot of retirement accounts, basically, the way you look at it that way. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Listen, I deal with it in my business. You know, people deciding to retire, trying to relocate, and we do a lot of address change paperwork for our clients that are moving to places like Florida and Texas.
Lakewood Ranch, the Villages, right?
Yeah, all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is all over the state. I do think that there's going to be some changes down there when it comes to real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the old-time condos, in particular some of the barrier islands. I think the next generation, you know, baby boomers are getting obviously a little bit long in the tooth. Who's going to buy a lot of those properties? Is Gen X going to want to live in those situations? Or the Gen Xers, it's my generation, as they start to retire, are going to be looking to live in more in a city type of an environment. And it's a change in taste. And it's something that we've been discussing on our program, and it's mm-hmm. going to be a reckoning to some degree with some of these condos.
Yeah, there's been a lot of surveying being done over there by the section of Gandy Boulevard that I'm on, east of 4th Street. A lot of surveying going on, some of that open land that's in there that's still marshland. And you just know that they're getting ready to put more high-rises up over there. Not houses, but condos.
It's the type of life. It's more of an urban type of an environment that the Gen Xers are looking for, with you know, walking here, there, and everywhere. Whereas the, you know, the baby boomers were more of a it was more spread out to some degree. And it's going to be a change.
Okay, well, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you on the Friday show. So you have yourself a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there to find out more about him and what it is that he's doing. He writes articles over there that you can see. And he's always a wealth of information. And I'm coming right back with Ron Edwards on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm going to see if he did his homework last night. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.